Speaking at his weekly news conference, the mayor said you need not look any further than City Hall to see the new rise in coronavirus numbers.
We've got probably our highest in some time at the city, not because they actually have COVID, but because they've had exposure. We have several people that are awaiting tests, and we find ourselves in an unusual position, but one that's kind of common these days.
Last week, the three area hospitals reported more than 75 hospitalizations, which prompted Robinson to declare a state of emergency.
Tuesday, our hospitalizations went up to 78, then climbed on the 11th to 89, 85, then 87. Then over the weekend on Saturday, they went to 80. Sunday was 87, and today is 86.
But the mayor says there appears to be some leveling off as opposed to the last spike, which was nonstop for about a month last summer, peaking at 246 hospitalizations.
Taking the actions we're taking, hopefully we can begin to stop the spread. The challenge with it is you're always looking 2 weeks behind, but I'm convinced hospitalizations is the most important one, along with looking at positivity rate. Positivity rate helps you understand where you are and what's happening.
That said, he added that for now, the COVID positivity rate has been all over the road lately.
Our November 11th positivity rate was 10.42. Then on November 12th, we were at 7%. Then on November 13th, we were at 19.5% before settling on the 14th back to 6.72%.
And as the state of emergency continues in the city, Robinson said they're creating an emphasis on what's been the mantra since the first wave.
Wear the mask, social distance, wash your hands, avoid congested areas. We're not necessarily at this point believing or in any way advocating for closures. We believe we can stay open. We can make that work. If you look at what we did in July, we didn't close anything. Keep businesses open, but do it in a prudent fashion.
Rather than depending on issuing a mask mandate, then expecting everything to fall into place in fighting the pandemic, the mayor is opting for another M word, manage.
I understand a lot of people have concerns, but the practical nature of the way people react, if there's a tropical storm or a hurricane in the Atlantic, nobody's getting excited. It gets to the Gulf of Mexico, we start figuring out what to do. I think the same thing is true of mask ordinance. Mask work. Mask mandates, though, you can't just mandate something and expect that somehow it's going to make it go away.
However, Robinson opposes a nationwide mask mandate, as recently suggested by President-elect Joe Biden during a campaign stop.
Look, there are some places where when the curve is going down, you can begin to loosen things, but we should have a mask mandate until we get this under control.
I don't support national mandates like I don't support statewide mandates because local conditions are different, and I don't think they're as productive if they're national or statewide.
What needs to happen, says the mayor, is that local areas should set up their own parameters and let the public know they'll take action based on what's happening with the virus there.
We've been very clear about our feelings of where we feel hospitalizations are the number we track. We've been very clear about if we get to certain levels, we will either look to apply or to take off. We'll be more successful in the state and the country if we allow local governments to exercise their control over their areas based on local conditions.
Pushing down the COVID-19 numbers is job one, according to Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson. The faster that happens, he says, the faster everyone can get back to a time to relax. But he adds, this is not that time. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.